You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you. Yeah, you listening all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Although I do get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you want to holler at me, it's simple. We got a phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. If you're on social media, it's also simple. I'm at JR Sport Brief. If you're not absolutely crazy, I will read what you say and I will respond to you. Now, having said that, I told you, I've been here for 2 hours already. We've talked about big money. Odell is going to meet with the New York Giants on Thursday. And Aaron Judge, it's expected at least over the next week, we'll figure out where he wants to sign. Lamar Jackson had to exit practice today with a quad injury. Devin Booker dropped 51 points tonight. Prince William and Shep, help me out again. Kate, right?
The British will call her Catherine, but you're correct, yes.
Okay. William, well, I ain't British, so Kate.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care. I was going to say something about the British. I spent some time out there, but I won't say that. Let me shut up before I get in trouble. I love the United Kingdom. I really do. I love London. I do. I really do. One of my favorite places to eat is in Soho in London. Now I'll move on. Anyway, that Kate and Prince William were at a Celtics game. They watched Jason Tatum drop 49 points. We talked about Russell Wilson. He celebrated a birthday on November 29th. And congratulations if you're on the East Coast. It is now December 1st, so welcome to December. Everybody else, you'll be there soon enough. Deshaun Watson will be returning. He's going to play against the Texans this upcoming Sunday. And then Kyler Murray, absolutely eviscerated by a former teammate, Patrick Peterson, on his own podcast with Brian McFadden. Patrick Peterson on All Things Covered, they were talking about the disaster that it is, and Brian McFadden asked Patrick about, you know, Kyler Murray taking up some responsibility for how bad the season has gone. And Patrick Peterson, who played 2 seasons with Kyler, Patrick Peterson didn't hold any punches. Take a listen to this.
Kyler Murray is talking about, and I don't like how he's doing that. I think he should keep some things privately, but it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Wow. And Kyler Murray went online and basically told Patrick Peterson, you have my phone number. Instead of trying to use this for clicks, you can just reach out to me. Wow. Where's the love? I don't know. Let's cue up the Black Eyed Peas. Where's the love? I have no idea. Right before the break, we also heard that Tiger Woods, he's like, listen, people, I'm breaking down. I only have but so much left in me. And speaking of breaking down, Ben Simmons, he didn't play tonight. The Brooklyn Nets beat the Washington Wizards in Brooklyn in front of Jay-Z. He sat front row. Ben Simmons was couple of seats down at the end of the bench wearing a bunch of jewelry, and he's going to be out the next three games at minimum. He has a left lateral upper calf strain. It was originally called knee soreness, and it's the same damn knee he had surgery on in 2020. And so if it's not Ben Simmons' back, it's his knee. And he was starting to show some signs of life. But, man, you can't expect anything from Ben Simmons but injuries. It's highly unfortunate. Ben Simmons of Australia. And that's going to lead me into, and Ben Simmons is nowhere near this damn list. Absolutely nowhere. Will never be anywhere near this list. Last night we had an amazing conversation about the World Cup. We talked about the unfortunate issues surrounding it, Qatar acquiring it, how some of these stadiums were built. We looked at some of the big names that are participating. And so it leads us tonight to a new top six list. If you're new to the show, I do a top six list once a week, every Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And it's a different topic. And why six? If you're not familiar with me, I'm from YouTube, quote unquote. Started my career on YouTube. Millions of views. Somebody said, let's throw them on a radio, and boom, here I am. But the fact is, I've been doing a top six list for the better part of a decade. Why six? Because everybody does 10 and 5. I wanted to do something different. And so tonight, because we've been talking about the World Cup, because we've been talking about some of these giant issues in the world of sports and big names, we're going to go international. We're going to go global. I'm going to give you a top six list of the greatest international sports stars of all time. I'm talking about popularity. I'm talking about success. I'm talking about influence. I'm talking about historical and cultural relevance. Greatest international sports stars of all time. Let's play the fancy music that they made for us.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, a new top six list, the greatest international sports stars of all time. It's impossible to squeeze six individuals here into the list, but I'm trying. And I didn't forget anybody. I considered many an individual. Let's not waste time. Who do we start off with?
Number six.
You know, we talked about this man earlier on in the show. No, it's not Ben Simmons, it's not Russell Wilson, it's not Aaron Judge. It's none of these guys are some of the greatest on earth ever, period. It's not Tiger Woods, sorry. It happens to be the man who is 37 years old and is basically getting ready to sign a deal that will pay him $207 million a year just to play football, just to play soccer in Saudi Arabia. One of the greatest international sports stars of all time, it's Ronaldo. This man is undeniable. His face is undeniable. His presence is undeniable. His ability to sell and pitch is undeniable. If you thought that Tom Brady and Steph Curry and LeBron James and who am I forgetting, Shep? Who else is selling crap here in America?
Giannis even.
Giannis is selling stuff. You take Steph Curry, take LeBron James, take Tom Brady, take Giannis, take whoever is selling crap here and combine them. And on a global scale, they still don't touch Ronaldo when it comes down to being a pitchman. LeBron James might have been able to convert all of his success into being a billionaire. But Ronaldo is not far behind. He sells everything. And outside of that, he's a hell, or was a hell, of a soccer player. Five times he was the player of the year with the Ballon d'Or. Five Champions League titles that he has won. And he is also the first person and this, I don't know how many robots this is, and maybe a little bit, maybe a lot. He's the first individual to pass 500 million Instagram followers. There isn't a place that I have been on Earth, and I've been to a lot of places, where people do not know the name Ronaldo. And he's not just a pretty face. He's not just a salesman. He's not just a football player. He's not just a whiner. He's not just a wealthy man. Ronaldo can help motivate, too. Listen to this. Let's turn the music down, because this is very sweet of Ronaldo. He was on Motivation Soul, and this is what Ronaldo had to say.
If I give you advice, even if you are younger than me, and if you not implant that during your daily life, will be difficult. You can speak all day with that person. If he's not coming from inside of you, it's impossible. I remember when I was 18, 19, 20, some old players speak with me, but I put that as Cristiano, you have to improve. They know more than you. They are more experienced than you. They pass through many bad moments. But the other people, they don't accept that. If you criticize a young, I don't say this generation, the our players, but in general, I have kids, I know. Sometimes when you be a little bit harder, they do it the opposite. You have to find the right balance to speak with them. But in my opinion, the main point is they should coming from inside you. You should be proud of yourself and look in the mirror and say, listen, I give everything. And I think all of us, we should do that.
I would be motivated. I would be. But I know Ronaldo probably got paid $50 million to say what he just said. One of the most famous human beings to ever kick a ball or play anything. I got Ronaldo number 6, greatest international sports stars of all time. Let's keep it moving.
Number 5.
I think there's a little bit more realistic substance to this man, because this individual participated in athletics before there was social media. This man participated in athletics specifically when the world was in and preparing for war. This man participated in athletics in Nazi Germany. I'm talking about Jesse Owens, picking up 4 gold medals in the 1936 Olympics taking place in Berlin in front of Hitler. The long jump, 200 meters, the 4x100 meter relay, 100 meter. Jesse Owens went out there and basically said, yes, I'm black. I'm from America. And your idea of white supremacy, it doesn't exist. And so Jesse Owens, what he did back in 1936 is one of the greatest feats and accomplishments just of modern history. I'd say of history, flattened period, helped progress the world to go, oh, wow, that Hitler guy, that evil fill in the blank, he's not all he's cracked up to be. And Jesse Owens did his part through athletics to do so. And shout outs to Jesse representing the Ohio State University. It was a beautiful thing to see the tributes to him out there when I visited the campus last year. Jesse Owens, a whole lot more substance than Cristiano Ronaldo. He talked about the importance of a dream prior to his passing on WTVT back in the 70s.
I think that everybody should have a dream of where he wishes to go. And then you begin to set about how to reach that dream. I've listened to it athletically from my coaches. I heard from it from my junior high school coach when I was 13 years old. And I think that it holds true today, not only in athletics, but in our everyday walk of life in which we live. I think that we must have a dream, and dreaming about these things, you have to have enough dedication to it, enough determination. There must be discipline, self-discipline within it, and sacrifices to be made. And then, too, I think it's the attitude in which one assumes in being able to reach that dream.
That's so eloquent. Shout outs to Jesse Owens. What he did was amazing and fearless at the same time. Kudos and God rest his soul I got Jesse Owens here, number five. Greatest international sports stars of all time. Ronaldo at six. Jesse Owens at five. Let's move on to the next number.
Number four.
Number four. This is also someone who competed in the Olympics. Multiple Olympics. He is an eight-time gold medalist at the Olympics. He burst onto the scene in China. And then I saw this in person with my own two eyes in London. Actually spoke to him in London. And then he did it again to close things out in Brazil in 2016, of which I was there as well. I am talking about Usain Bolt, holding records in races, 100 meters, 200 meters, the relay. Usain Bolt. How the hell did he end up with a name Bolt? And it's his God-given name. How does this happen? Certain things are just there. And his celebrity extends just past what he's done, you know, on the track. He's a pitchman for his charisma, his personality. That's taken him to another place. This man does nothing but travel all over the world, make money for every company possible, and then he goes back home to Jamaica, and then he just does it again. Usain Bolt, he spoke to Piers Morgan Uncensored, and he talked about just always wanting to be numero uno.
For me, I think you have to have that mindset and that drive to want to be the best and just want to be dominant.
Could you ever celebrate coming second, do you say? Anything?
No, I feel like, no, definitely not, no.
That's all you have to say.
I'm a sore loser.
I knew the answer, but the great champions are all sore losers, aren't they? You don't want to lose.
Definitely. No.
I want to talk to you.
No matter what we're doing.
Yeah, well, Usain Bolt, he tried his hand at soccer, football, and that didn't work. He wasn't one or two. He just didn't work. But when it comes to racing, Usain Bolt, number one. Top six greatest international sports stars of all time. Usain Bolt, four. Who is
number three?
Oh, man, it stinks. There's so many stories right now about this man's health. He's 82 years old. You don't know if he's sick, it's cancer, it's just a ton of issues. He's also one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. At number three, I have Pelé on the list. 2012 was an amazing year just for myself. I went to the Olympics, I spent 2 months out in London, and then I actually interviewed Pelé for Google. And then obviously I met Pelé. This man treated me like I was his grandson. I didn't have it on a bucket list to meet one of the most famous athletes of all time, the FIFA player of the century, the athlete of the century, named by the International Olympic Committee, the man who has scored more goals in every competition than any human being who has ever lived. It's Pelé. I met this man. He treated me like his grandson. And I hope he feels better. I wish Pelé nothing but the best. Starting his career at 15 years old in Santos down in Brazil, was on the national team at 16. And this is what so many players right now aspire to do. It is so difficult. Just win a World Cup. Pelé did it three times. Back in the 80s, he was on WABC TV in New York. And he talked about why he never gets tired of being the center of attention. He also explained where his name comes from.
You are the most photographed, the most interviewed, the most recognized person throughout the world. Do you get tired of that after a while? I mean, too many interviews, so many photographers shooting your pictures, so many people asking for autographs. After a while, does it wear you out?
No, I feel comfortable in that. You know, of course, it's nice when you know the people recognize what you're doing. The people like you, that's very nice. But it's a very big responsibility because a lot of kids all over the world, they follow you, you need to be an example for them. And then the life is that, you know, little.
You have to maintain a certain image.
Because everybody can make a normal mistake, you know, because we are a normal person. But when you are recognized like that, you cannot make some mistakes. Then it becomes difficult.
Let me see if I can pronounce this right. Your name is Edson Arantes do Nascimento.
Perfect.
Now, where does the name Pelé come from?
We used to say in Brazil, my name was Edson Arantes do Nascimento, because now everybody recognize only Pelé.
Listen, I can think of a million athletes who could take Pelé's advice when it comes down to, you know, how you behave in public and how you utilize your celebrity. I got Pelé here. Number three, top six greatest international sports stars of all time. Let's go on down the road.
Number two.
And number two, it's someone who is also a globally recognized figure. Never met him. Actually worked with his daughter. I was in an arena with him one time, and his name is Muhammad Ali. Madison Square Garden. He was on the other side of the arena, and I looked and I saw him, a standing ovation just being mentioned at MSG as his daughter Layla Ali got ready for a fight. And it was a long standing ovation. There's an appreciation not just for who he is and what he did in the ring and his 61 fights and his championships and his comebacks, but also for what he stood for. This man didn't bend over for his values. He had his license stripped from him, and he didn't waver. He was an entertainer. He helped set the mark for a lot of the quote-unquote entertainment that we have today. Muhammad Ali, always an entertainer, but always someone who was willing to stand up for what he believed in all the time, whether it was wrong at times, whether it was right. He was right there, and he was appreciated for it all the way up until his death. He was on the Arsenio Hall show one time, and we know he was full of jokes. It was he and Mike Tyson. They were asked by Arsenio, if y'all two fought, who would come out on top?
Who would have won if you fought this man in your prime?
Master.
Yeah, you were a dancer. You moved.
I wasn't that powerful. I was so fast.
Uh-huh.
If he hit me. Best if you catch me.
Yeah. What would you say, Mike?
I'm vain. I know I'm great, but can I tell you something? Uh-huh. In this situation, every head must bow, every tongue must confess. This is the greatest of all time.
Might have been the smartest thing Mike Tyson has ever said in his life. Yeah, he was a bulldog, but who knows? Muhammad Ali probably would outsmarted him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. When we come back, I'm going to give you number one, the greatest international sports star of all time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. You have a great show. I listen to you on my midnight shift every night.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. A new top six list. World Cup is going on right now. decided to take a look at some of the biggest international sports stars of all time. It's impossible to fit everyone into six. But when I have to think about popularity and influence and cultural relevance, historical relevance, I think a lot of these individuals kind of fit. I'm about to reveal to you who I have at number one, but let me give you a quick recap. At number six, I gave you Cristiano Ronaldo. At number five, I gave you Jesse Owens. At number four, I gave you Usain Bolt. At number three, I gave you the great Pele. At number two, I gave you Muhammad Ali. And quite simply, that leaves us here with many people will not be surprised.
Number one.
It's Michael Jordan. Cultural impact, fame. At one point in time, there were two Michaels on planet Earth, Michael Jordan and Michael Jackson. Everybody else had to fall in line. Two of the most famous people on Earth, flat period. I remember being overseas in the middle of absolute nowhere. I was in India on a dirt road. And I saw a Michael Jordan jersey with the Bulls. Okay, the bull and cow is sacred in India. And nobody would care about it if it wasn't for Michael Jordan. I'm standing on a dirt road in India. We know what he's been able to do as a basketball player. We know what he's been able to do from a business perspective. He owned. No, don't play that crap music. I hate it. Don't do that.
Gotcha.
I hate it. We know everybody wanted to be like Mike. They wanted to be like Mike. Thank you. What was it, Gatorade, Chef?
You would be correct, yes.
Oh, my God. I heard that enough when it came out. Everybody wanted to be like Mike. And it was a hell of a sales job. So much so that you can't avoid a Jordan logo anywhere on Earth. He's been able to take basketball and move it to a completely different level, you know, setting a template for guys who are here now. Someone like a LeBron James. Michael Jordan, never shy about his own accomplishments before he accomplished a lot. This was in the 90s, peak Jordan era, as a basketball player, as a global sensation, as a global phenomenon. He was asked, is he the greatest to ever had picked up a ball?
I think that's something that I really can say can be established. Each one of us playing at different eras with different teams, with different levels of success, and to compare all of them and say one's better than the next, it's an unfair justice to the art or to the artists, you know, being that Magic Johnson, Will Chamberlain, all the guys before me were the artists of this game of basketball, and we've all learned from them, and we've improved the picture to a certain extent.
They improved the picture. Well, now in his older age, if you listen to his Hall of Fame speech, he's not shy about telling every or anybody that he is the best damn dude to pick up a ball. LeBron James has made it very clear in the past, I'm chasing the ghost of the other number 23. If I want to think about the most famous international star, the most popular, the most culturally relevant, you don't even have to say the name. You see the logo everywhere. It's Michael Jordan. I have him at number one. I didn't forget anybody. I think there's a select list of athletes that we've had here on planet Earth that we can all look at and go, oh, man, the fame has transcended the sport. It's taken it to a different level. You can obviously take a look at Tiger Woods, but golf is not played to the same degree as a sport like soccer globally or even basketball upon masses. Serena Williams is someone who's come to mind. You know, Messi, no doubt about it. The reason why I didn't have Messi here on this list is because I wanted to really pinpoint just how much Ronaldo has done as a salesman, to quote-unquote sell himself even so much bigger than what he's done for football. So I got the phone lines open right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I just gave you my top six list. The biggest international sports stars that the world has seen. I told you I got Michael Jordan here at number one. Who's somebody for you? I'm going to take your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What is happening, JR? Been listening to you for a good little while now. Called in a couple times, man. The most sensational voice on the radio is you, JR Sport Brief. No doubt about it, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. A new top six list for tonight, the greatest international sports stars of all time. We know the World Cup is going on right now. We got hot stove baseball. We got NBA. We got NHL. We got a lot going on. NFL, of course. And so I find this to be a good opportunity to bring to the forefront some of the biggest names that we have ever seen participate in the world of sports. And when I say greatest, I'm talking about athletic achievement, cultural relevance, societal influence, history, money. Who takes the cake? At number one, I gave you Michael Jordan. If you missed the full explanation for any of the names that I'm about to give, it's very simple. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can go ahead and receive your explanation. At number six, I gave you Ronaldo. At number five, I gave you Jesse Owens. At number four, I gave you Usain Bolt. At number three, I gave you Pele. At number two, I gave you Muhammad Ali. And at number one, for a million reasons, some of which you might already know or understand, at number one, I gave you Michael Jordan. No way in hell to fit everybody into six spots. So the phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. When I talk about some of the greatest international sports stars of all time, who comes to your mind? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. John is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, good evening. Glad I got through. How's everybody?
Good. Thank you.
That's good. Okay. How about your six choices? I'm going to disagree. I thought Muhammad should be up there. I'm 70, and I remember him back from my high school days. And I went to school here in Toronto High School. All the guys in our class, we were all very glad to hear about him going to jail because he was sticking up against the U.S. government. They didn't want, you know, he got drafted to go over to Vietnam, and he said on the radio, they had it here, why would I want to go over and hurt those little brown people? They didn't do anything to me.
Yep, Vietcong.
Those were his words. You know, and I've watched a few documentaries on the guy, you know.
John, do you have your radio on in the background?
No, it's on very low. You can hear it already? I'll turn it off.
Yeah. Well, are you still there, John?
I'm still here.
Well, if I can hear it, it's not all that low, but conclude, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I agreed with everything there. I just wanted to point out, if we consider any people from the opposite gender, if there's any women that you come to your mind,
Serena Williams was the
I agree with you on her.
Okay,
you know,
well, that's the answer.
John,
Serena is the answer, and I want to thank you for calling. But I still heard the radio. You can hear my radio in the back. I have it very low. No, I'm telepathic, man. I imagine that you potentially had a radio on. 855-212-4CBS. I thought that's number one rule for people when you call up the radio. You know, like, don't have the radio on in the back. Mike is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, JR. Love your show.
Thank you.
Yeah. I brought this up months ago, this person up, and I'll bring this person up again. I have to say, Joe Louis.
Okay. Of all time. Okay. Tell everybody why he would be, what is he, number one in your book?
Yes, because he fought during the same era when you mentioned Jesse Owens who went over to Germany.
Yes.
Guess who he fought?
Max Schmeling a couple of years after. I'm familiar.
Max Schmeling. So, for Germany, they're going, well, he beat our German guy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and you're right, he was one of the first black athletes to end right from here in Michigan.
Yeah, no. I appreciate that. Well, it's always good to have, Joe Louis thrown into the mix here. I appreciate you, Mike.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it. Let's go from Mike in Michigan. Let's move to Alan in Toronto. Alan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Here's a good one, JR. Babe Ruth, the Bambino, Sultan of Swat, and the Yankee Stadium was called the house that Ruth built. I say it's the house that built for Ruth because it was a short porch, and he was a left-hand hitter. And he was considered by many the greatest player of all time and certainly the greatest gate attraction. Everywhere he went, he just he filled the place. He filled the joint.
Well, I think – let me ask you this. I believe we all know about the greatness of Babe Ruth, and we can think about his barnstorming, whether he's playing here or in Japan or just popping up to say, hey, I'm here in XYZ. Does he have or hold the same – cultural significance? I don't think the answer is yes. And a lot of places on earth don't give a damn about baseball.
But America's it's the richest and most powerful and famous.
I'm not asking you about the most richest and most powerful. Ronaldo is, as I have him on the list. And what does Ronaldo have to do with America?
And people keep talking about the...
No. I asked you a question. What if I want to use that logic, because Babe Ruth participated in New York in the biggest, most powerful city and country on earth, what about Ronaldo? How does that logic apply when Ronaldo, I'll say this again, what does he have to do with America? This guy is global.
Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, I can't argue with you that. And I'm just saying that he's well known around the world. That's all. Everybody knows his birthday, July, February the 6th. He's the same birthday as Ronald Reagan. And every time he dies, August the 16th, every sportscaster acknowledges the day that he died.
Okay. Well, I'm
1940.
Okay. I don't know Babe Ruth's birthday. And I get it. Yes, Babe Ruth is a famous individual, and there are plenty of people all over the world who know and are familiar with Babe Ruth. I don't know if he carries the same cachet. If I go to Ghana right now and I ask about Babe Ruth, I might be looked at like I got four eyes. If I go and say, I don't know, Ronaldo, or I say Usain Bolt, or I say Michael Jordan, if I say Ronaldo, they're going to know. Yeah, I can go to Japan. Hey, Babe Ruth. Oh, yeah, we know Babe Ruth. If I go anywhere in America, yeah, Babe Ruth. Yeah, hit all the home runs, New York. Yeah, no Babe Ruth. But all over the world, I'm talking international. You telling me about the United States of America. I can name a whole bunch of great exports and great stars and huge names and celebrities. I'm talking on the planet. Mike is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR.
What's up?
This man was an international scoring machine. He's probably the all-time scorer in basketball all over the world. He played 29 years. Top scorer in the Summer Olympic Games. He's in the Hall. FIBA and Naismith. Oscar Schmidt.
Wait a minute. Mike.
Yes.
You're going to tell me that Oscar Schmidt is one of the greatest international sports stars of all time. On
basketball.
Par. Wait, no, I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask about basketball.
Okay.
On par with Ronaldo, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Oscar Schmidt, does he fit in?
Well,
it's a simple yes or no. Does Oscar Schmidt fit in with Ronaldo and Michael Jordan and Jesse Owens?
No, but he's a top international guy. That's why I mentioned him.
Oh, so he's one of the top, the way I described greatest international stars, then the answer is no, he doesn't fit in.
Well, you named all the top ones, so.
Oh, okay.
He was such a good international player, I had to mention him because,
okay,
you know, the guy, you could take him around the world and people would know him on the court.
Mike, I gotta tell you, I don't think people all over America, or not America, excuse me, I said it. I don't think people all over the world know Oscar Schmidt the same way that they would know some of these other guys.
No, not Jordan, but he internationally, the guy holds the records.
Okay. Yeah, he played in the Italian league and played home in Brazil.
I
got you, Mike.
Naismith, he got in, J.O.
Yeah, I know. He played 30 years, and he got in, I don't know, a million years after he retired. He got in 10 years ago? Oh, man. He didn't play in the NBA.
No.
Like, help me out here. He played in the Italian league.
Wore a cool hat.
That doesn't make him one of the greatest. I could play against I could play against 5-year-olds and be the greatest basketball scorer of all time. I'm going to take more of your calls on the other side. CBS Sports Radio.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.